The Cochrane Generals are on an even keel, 2 weeks into the Heritage Junior Hockey League's, HJHL, 2022-23 season. After 4 games, the Junior B team is sporting a 2-2-0 record in the HJHL's South Division. The Gens are coming off their second consecutive weekend split, beating the High River Flyers 7-1 on September 24 in Cochrane and then falling 6-2 on the road to the Coaldale Copperheads on September 25. The weekend prior, the squad lost to the Okotoks Carstar Bisons but beat the Strathmore Wheatland Kings in their opening 2-game slate. "We're okay, we're not satisfied to the point we're happy with everything, but we obviously played well at home," said Cochrane's head coach Curtis Jones. "We didn't play very well in Coaldale. They came out and out-competed and out-played us in all areas. But we're 4 games into the season. There's still a lot of teaching to do, and I'm confident our guys are going to rebound from that, move forward, learn a little more, and once we're more on the ice here and learning our systems, we'll be a better group." The recent weekend got off to a great start for Cochrane, with a dominant win over High River on Saturday. After 2 games on the road the weekend prior, it marked the Generals' first home game of the 2022-23 season. Jones said a sizable crowd of more than 300 fans showed up to the Cochrane Arena to support the Generals against the Flyers, and the players fed off the enthusiasm to generate a convincing victory. "We had about 330 people come out and watch our game," Jones said. "We always want more, but we really appreciate the community's support. Hopefully we can get our guys going and get guys riled up for a game at home." Traveling to one of the toughest arenas to play in the HJHL the following day, Cochrane was unable to replicate the result against the Coaldale Copperheads, who skated to a 6-2 victory at the arena colloquially known as the Snake Pit. "The guys played well enough, we just didn't capitalize on what we needed to capitalize on," Jones said. "Coaldale did, and they out-competed us in all areas. They're a good team. We need to be prepared to sharpen our pencils here and get back to work." Even though it's still early into the season, it appears fourth-year Generals forward Patrick Ford, who led in scoring for the Generals last season with 52 goals and 83 points, will be another catalyst for the Cochrane team's offense this campaign. Ford already leads the team with 6 goals and 9 points, putting him fourth in the HJHL scoring charts. "He's a big part of our group," said Jones of the 21-year-old left wing, who was named the Generals' MVP last season. "He's a great leader and does what he has to do on the ice. He's always there to compete. We're hoping we can get 3 other guys up to his level. We do have other guys who can keep up with Patrick Ford and put up the points. But he's a key element of our team, obviously." Other points generators for Cochrane thus far include Connor Stevenson with 3 goals and 6 points, and Riley Hopper with 2 goals and 5 points. The Generals will be back on home ice for 2 games this weekend, against the Mountain View Colts on Saturday, October 1, and the Medicine Hat Cubs on Sunday, October 2. The games get underway at 7:30 p.m. and 2:30 p.m., respectively, at the Cochrane Arena.